and you are listening to the Texas Standard. A new Trump administration proposal could remove more than 3 million people from food stamp rolls, including some 300,000 in Texas. The measure zeroes in on states like Texas that automatically approve food stamps for the state's poorest single parents and caregivers. Here to talk about the potential impact in Texas is Rachel Cooper. She is a senior policy analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan think tank, sometimes characterized as left-leaning, that focuses on issues affecting low and moderate income Texans. Ms. Cooper, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's take a closer look at what this rule change might do. And we are just talking about a proposal at this point. Currently, how does Texas determine who qualifies for food stamps?
Right now, folks have to be working, they have to be low income, and they have to have a car that's worth under a certain amount. And those are the basic rules for qualifying for SNAP, which is what we call food stamps.
That's what we call food stamps, right. So if, in fact, this new rule change takes effect, what would it do to those baseline standards that Texas has been applying?
It would roll back the asset levels, the car levels that people are allowed to own, and it would roll back the income levels that people are allowed to have in order to see if they qualify for SNAP. And that would unfortunately cut off, I think, a lot of Texans who are working and trying, but simply are stuck in jobs that don't pay very well.
So let's try to imagine this as a practical matter. If you have an automobile, say, for example, under the rules that this would, that this proposed rule change would revert to, if you had that car, it might preclude you from qualifying for food stamps. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. The rules that would roll back to, you would only be able to have a car worth less than $4,650. That's ridiculous. You can't have a running car that won't strand you on the side of the road for that amount of money. And so there are a lot of Texans who wouldn't be able to get on the program because of that.
We're talking about an asset like an automobile. Is that the main issue here? I mean, what you can own or can't own, or is there something else that that the Trump administration, why do this, I guess, is the center of my question.
I think there's this misconception out there that the rules to get on SNAP are too lenient and that there are people who are getting help who don't need it. And so that's part of this. It's not based on the data. It's not based on the testimony that Congress listened to for 2 years when they reauthorized this program just last year and voted overwhelmingly to keep the rules as is. So this isn't being driven by anything except for ideology.
Is it that there's less money to go around? I'm trying to figure out the timing as well. I mean, what do you make of that?
I don't think it has anything to do with that, because the rolls of people on SNAP have been dropping for years anyway, just naturally. As people go back to work and they no longer need the programs, they stop qualifying. And so that process is already under the way. This is more about making a point versus an actual need for saving funds, especially when the money will be spent or go someplace else in the budget. This isn't saving anybody anything. This is about kicking people off the program.
But this will have a real effect on lots of Texans. Any firm number, any sense of just how many people could lose their benefits as a result of this change?
Well, the White House's own numbers say 300,000 Texans will lose the program. I think that is a undercount, because I don't think they're really taking it, the impact of that car problem and the fact that people have to be working in Texas to stay on SNAP. So if you can't have a functioning car, how can you get a job and keep a job for most Texans where we don't have public transportation in most places? So this is really going to catch off a lot of extra people in this catch 22, and they'll be thrown off the program.
As this is a proposal, it's hard to imagine that there might be any serious legal challenge. What do you think is coming on that front?
I think it's inevitable that there will be. We have 60 days to comment and for people to write in and tell them why this is a bad idea. And then after that, they will look at those comments and try to, and they will issue a final rule. And then based on that, there will probably be a legal challenge.
Rachel Cooper is a senior policy analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities based here in Texas. Ms. Cooper, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Thank you so much.